No, but that.
What if Swedish people are offended by him?
I would be. I don't know. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. We got the Kitchens Open segment coming up right here on the morning show at WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where about 1,200 people on both sides have now died since Hamas fighters staged a surprise incursion into Israel Saturday morning using explosives, paragliders, motorcycles, and boats. We've just learned at least 9 Americans are among the dead, and others are unaccounted for. More than 100 people have been taken back to Gaza as hostages, Deputy U.S. National Security Advisor John Finer tells CBS Mornings.
I expect the situation of the hostages to take on increasing focus over the course of the coming days. And we, of course, will be laser focused on confirmation of any Americans among that group.
Some were driven off from a music festival in southern Israel. Israel says it is cutting off electricity and water to Gaza and suspending shipments of food and fuel. And attacks continue. Correspondent Holly Williams reports.
Here in Sidarot, we're around 2 miles from the border with the Gaza Strip, and we're currently just outside a bomb shelter. We've been hearing incoming rocket fire, forcing our team to scramble for cover not long ago. We've also been hearing the almost constant thud of what sounds like Israeli airstrikes.
Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Palestinian health officials said at least 500 Palestinians, including dozens of women and children, and even 4 of the Israeli hostages were killed in the bombardment, although that could not be confirmed.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Many airlines are refusing to fly to Israel. The FAA has urged U.S. airlines to use extreme caution. United, American, and Delta have all suspended flights to Tel Aviv. Many cruise ships heading to Israel have been diverted to Cyprus.
Flights to and from Hamburg Airport were suspended for an hour and a half this morning after German officials say they received a threat to a plane from Iran. That flight has landed without apparent incident. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Iran helped Hamas plan its assault on Israel. Here in the U.S., more than 4,000 union workers walked out at Mack truck plants in Pennsylvania, Florida, and Maryland after rejecting a proposed 5-year contract. CBS's Matt Piper.
They'll be joining striking UAW members at the so-called Big Three, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, which launched a targeted action on September 15th after failing to reach a new deal.
Call her unstoppable. Simone Biles won 2 more medals on the final day of the Gymnastics World Championships for a record 37 overall.
It's a lot coming in and day out and competing, but I'm proud of the work that I put in, and I am ready to go home and relax.
She led the U.S. women to a record 7th straight victory in a team event. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Bring smiles to all when shopping online with Dell Technologies Gift Guide. Whether it's for the artist, the entrepreneur, the student, or the streamer, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Dell.com/gift guide makes gifting easy with a carefully curated selection of our best tech. Shop now to explore our innovative PCs, like the XPS 13 laptop, powered by the latest Intel Core processors. Plus this season's top accessories. Visit Dell.com/gift guide today to get a jump on your holiday gift list. That's Dell.com/gift guide.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Daytime highs approaching 51 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows around 33. Highs level off around 51. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. We hope you're having a great start to your week out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us. We're going to have some fun this hour. We're going to get into a couple of interesting things coming up. We've got some entertainment news right around the corner for you. We're looking forward to diving into, get into a little bit of That Ain't Right and some good stories of the day for you as well. But it's a Monday. You know how we kick things off in this hour.
Hello, and welcome to the kitchen.
Not that way.
We got to take that hotkey out for you.
Really do. Really do. Because I keep doing that, and I apologize for doing that. And I don't. There we go. Welcome, everybody. The kitchen's open.
Welcome to the kitchen's open on WFHR. The weather has finally turned on us, and colder days are ahead. It's time to bring your outside plants inside for the winter. Unfortunately, they sometimes bring bugs in with them. So if you're wanting to save your beautiful rosemary plant or other herbs you've enjoyed cooking with all summer, or you already struggle with fruit flies or other plant bugs, this is the segment for you.
Oh, great. Bugs.
But first, first we have to thank our sponsor. Huh?
That's right. The Southwood County YMCA is the current sponsor for the Kitchens Open here on WFHR. Now is a great time of year to look into joining the Y, and you can enjoy their comfort-controlled atmosphere during your workouts.
They also have excellent classes and nutrition programs. You can sign up for your personal training and take swimming lessons.
Hey, speaking of swimming, did you know you can rent the pool or the Adventure Center for parties?
Really? That's so cool.
That is cool.
I found this out a little while ago, and I've been trying to put a plan together ever since to pull this. I want this so bad. I wanted to like do
team
some
building
kind of
party. Yes. That's what we should do, right? Yeah.
Swimming with you guys? I don't know.
I just want an excuse to
don't
swim.
Blame you.
They do have a climbing wall.
They do.
That's
yes.
true.
And that's so cool.
And the walking pool where you can walk against the or with the current. Which is so cool.
Yeah, I've never done that before. I've wanted to try that. Just I like working, like doing leg exercises, and that seems like a really good way to do it.
Oh, absolutely. But, and the Adventure Center is so much fun because they've got all these different little things. I mean, it's more of a, I would say, young kids, you know, party kind of place, but it's really cool.
Probably don't want my 40-year-old butt up there. Probably, I don't know. Contact our Southwood County YMCA by calling 715-818-9622. That's 715-818-9622. Or you can visit their website, swcymca.org, swcymca.org.
Now, let's talk bugs.
Really, Melissa? I thought this was a kitchen segment. The last place I want bugs is in the kitchen.
Well, exactly. That's why we're talking about this today. Where do you usually see fruit flies? Probably not in the living room.
Well,
maybe stop leaving your banana peels on the coffee table and you won't have that problem.
Hey, I never said I'd leave.
Here we go again. Listen up, you two.
Oh,
listen
don't
up.
Fuss, James. We can handle a little friendly banter.
No, we can't.
Grow up.
Never.
Fine. The adults in the room are going to discuss how to deal with unwanted bugs in the house after you bring your outside plants in for the winter. You can sulk in the corner if it makes you happy.
Just because I wasn't crazy about the topic doesn't mean I don't know anything about it. Mm. I'm actually very knowledgeable when it comes to this subject.
You know, I actually believe you. Despite all your other shortcomings, you are very smart.
Thank you. Wait a minute.
Well, yeah, now that we've got that settled, sort of, please tell me how to get rid of fruit flies in my house because they are driving me crazy.
Well, the first thing you need to know is that fruit flies are attracted to fermenting fruits and vegetables. They thrive on high fructose substances.
So I should probably start throwing away all those bananas Mel keeps leaving on my desk instead of stockpiling them for later.
You're supposed to eat them, James.
I mean, I do eat them. It was a hypothetical question.
Trying to get a little nutrition in you, make a real meal for the change, and this is the thanks I get.
I may gross you out to learn that on those overripe, rotten, or decaying fruits, each female fruit fly can lay up to 500 eggs at a time.
That's gross.
That's why it's important to take action as soon as you see a single fruit fly. Their life cycle is super quick. The larvae feast for just a few days before they evolve to fully formed adults. Fruit flies are capable of mating just 2 days after reaching adulthood.
Yikes.
Oh, you just made it so wrong. The first step in dealing with them is to clean off surfaces, clear any clutter, and completely wipe down your countertops. That takes away their breeding grounds.
Haha, no breeding grounds, no nicky-nacky.
Oh, Nicky Nacky is a great name. I know. I love that. Sorry.
That's right. Of course, you need to throw away any rotting or overripe fruit and vegetables. You want to throw away any questionable pieces so the female fruit flies don't have anywhere to lay their eggs.
I have no comment on that.
It's also a good idea to take the garbage out regularly, especially if there's any food in it. And keep your sink drains free of food particles and residue as best you can.
Those are all really great tips, Seth. But we really should also talk about how to get rid of the flies already floating around the house or flying. I like to use apple cider vinegar traps.
Yes, those work great.
You simply fill a small bowl or glass with ACV. I like to use a half pint mason jar. And then you cover the top with plastic wrap and secure it with a rubber band. Use a sharp knife or something pointy to poke tiny holes in the top. The flies are attracted to the smell of the vinegar, and once they go in through the holes, they can't get back out.
This also works by putting ACV in a bowl and adding a drop of dish soap. You mix it well and let it sit out. The soap decreases the surface tension of the liquid, and the flies drop under the water when they land on to feed.
Okay, but what if you don't have apple cider vinegar?
You can just leave out a bottle of wine or beer with a little bit left at the bottom. The flies will be attracted to the smell of the stale beverage, but won't be able to get back up the narrow neck of the bottle.
Sweet.
There's also a natural spray you can make with hot water and 10 drops of lemongrass essential oil. You mix it in a spray bottle and then spray it on fruit flies when you see them on windowsills or countertops. You can also find chemical remedies or traps in the store if these homemade remedies just aren't cutting it.
Excellent. Now that I know how to deal with the infestation, let's talk about some other common bugs that can infest your houseplants. This can happen when you bring your plants in for winter from outside, but can also happen randomly with bugs showing up on a plant out of nowhere.
That's true. As long as you catch an infestation early enough, you can typically deal with it with time and dedicated attention. However, if the infestation gets out of control, you may be better off tossing the plant.
Two common plant pests are scales and mealybugs.
Mm-hmm.
Both are sap-sucking bugs and are found on the leaves and stems of your plants. Scales look like small white or brown bumps. Mealybugs can look like small spots of cotton fluff attached to the plant. Both bugs have a waxy coating, so you need to use insecticidal soap or neem oil to get through their protective layer.
Mm-hmm. With scales, you will most likely have to gently scrape the adult bugs off with your fingernail, and you may even need to just remove heavily infested parts of the plant, like older leaves that have started to turn yellow and die.
The melee bugs can be removed with a cotton swab dipped in rubbing alcohol. Another method with larger, sturdier plants is to spray off the leaves with a strong spray of water to wash the pests off the plants. You can do this outside if it's not too cold or in the shower.
Aphids are another bothersome pest. They are also sap suckers and have a short life cycle, which means their population can grow quickly.
Please don't tell us more about insect breeding habits. It's really too early in the day for this.
Don't worry. I'll give you this advice. Tackle infestations the moment you notice them before the party starts.
Ugh.
Aphids can be dealt with in a similar fashion to the others. Spraying your plant with a hard stream of water will remove most aphids. You can also use
I'm sorry, I gave you hard words. Insecticidal.
Right. Insecticidal soap or neem oil sprays.
There are several other bugs out there that can give you fits. These include fungus gnats, spider mites, and white flies, to name the more common ones. The methods of dealing with these are similar, but in the interest of time, perhaps we could just talk about ways of avoid bringing these bugs into your home in the first place.
Yes, there are some ways to avoid bringing in pests when you move your outside plants indoors. One great way is to wash off most of the dirt. You want to remove it from the foliage and the roots before repotting them in fresh potting soil. You can even take this a step further and soak them in a bucket of water with a few squirts of an organic soap, like Dr. Bronner's liquid soap, for about 10 to 15 minutes. It will kill the bugs, but not the plant. And then you rinse them off and pot them in sterile potting soil.
Another method is to water your plants with hydrogen peroxide solution. You create a solution of 1 part 3% hydrogen peroxide and 3 parts water. You only need to do this occasionally, and the water in between with plain water. The hydrogen peroxide will kill bacteria, fungi, viruses, and pests in the soil. It will also add oxygen to the soil to promote healthy root growth.
You can also use diatomaceous earth on the top of your houseplant's soil. It's a finely ground powder made from fossilized algae. It lacerates the shells of bugs and dries them out, but still allows water to flow through the soil. You can put it in the drainage tray to catch any bugs as they crawl or wash out of the pot.
Now, reducing how often you water your plants can also help. Letting the soil dry out completely between waterings helps reduce the possibility of larvae and eggs thriving. Obviously, this is dependent on the needs of your plant. You can also reduce the temperature at night to around 60 degrees to help kill off pests like mealybugs who like temperatures in the 70s to the 90s.
Yeah, and they don't have sweaters.
No. Even though they look like little cotton balls, those aren't sweaters.
Checking often for bugs and pests is probably your best defensive move. When you catch an infestation early, it's much easier to deal with. Put that plant on the bench. Isolate it from others so the pests don't spread.
Way to slip in a sports reference there, James.
I want
to make sure to be especially attentive to that plant and keep a watchful eye on it. So on others that were nearby to catch infestations as soon as they happen in case you have contamination between your plants.
A thing to keep in mind, if you can't get the infestation under control in 2 to 4 weeks, you may be better off destroying the plant before the pest spread to the other plants in your home.
And now that we've given you all the creepy crawlies, we'll close out this second segment of the spooky season. Thank you for joining us today on The Kitchen's Open.
Thank you to our sponsor, the Southwood County YMCA. They're located at 601 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Make sure you mark your calendars for Halloween at the Y. That's Friday, October 27th from 5:30 to 8 p.m.
Call our YMCA at 715-818-9622. That's 715-818-9622. Or you can visit their website, swcymca.org, to see what's going on at the Y. And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Wonderful job. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you, Bugs.
That was a lot of fun. Always love learning things with you.
That's great.
That's fun. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun in the morning show here at WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Daytime highs approaching 51 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows around 33. Highs level off around 51. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth, Melissa, and James back with you. We all got black on in some way or another, kind of darker colors at least, sort of. It shook me all night long. It's not back in black, but I ended up throwing that in.
Still, it's an AC/DC reference.
It was a reach. We want to dive into a little bit of entertainment news, and I'd be remiss if I didn't start with what is going on right now between Israel and Palestine. What does that have to do with entertainment? Well, there's a lot of celebrityism that has come out through this. Mm-hmm. Tons of celebrities have responded to the horrific attacks on Israel by the terrorist group Hamas. I think it is very, very important, and forgive me, I cannot help myself with this one, and I do have some integrity with this conversation. Mm-hmm. I have some relatives that live in Israel, mm-hmm. and I have grown up with many Palestinian people, and am friends still to this day with many Palestinian people. Mm-hmm. There is a gigantic difference between Palestine and Israel being at war, and Israel and Hamas being at war. Understand the difference if you're going to talk on this subject. If you do not know the subject, please back away and let the adults have the conversation. To the people that are just looking for an opportunity to be anti-Semitic, miss me with that. Because I will be the first person to tell you that I have no real true love for the Israeli government. The way they treat their own people, let alone the way they treat Palestine. I don't believe in it, and I don't think it's right. I also don't believe that it is that great on the other side of things either, in the way the Palestinian handles some of these things. There is a gigantic difference. I ask people to do this all the time when I talk to my friends out of the country. You be able to separate the American people from the American government. And I ask you to do the similar thing with Israel.
Right.
And Palestine. And when it comes to things like this, you wouldn't want some militia from America running around up into Canada or Mexico and causing a bunch of trouble and every one of us being associated with that.
Exactly.
So don't do that to the Palestinian people. And don't do that to the Jewish people as well. And understand the subject before you dive into it. All right. I've seen a lot of people on social media that are just basically looking for an excuse to be anti-Semitic. That's all this is. And for those that don't know, we have seen again, and it looks like at the end of 23 here, we're going to see another year where the increase in anti-Semitism is even higher than it was the year before and the year before that. So it's something to keep in mind when it goes through on this. Gal Gadot, who is from Israel, asked people to donate to those in need, although she added only if you can, which is probably a little bit of with The Rock, and that's going to come up in a minute here. But when Oprah and The Rock were asking for money for Hawaii, and they were almost, you know, really telling people, like guilting people into it. And a lot of people were like, well, you got all that money. Why aren't you putting any money in?
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of other people that have come out and talked about it. Mark Hamill, Madonna, Natalie Portman, of course. Bruno Mars had happened to have a show in Tel Aviv that, of course, was canceled.
Right.
And speaking of being canceled, it sounds like Doja Cat has been. Because a lot of other people have been showing their true colors with this subject, too. It's interesting to me that a subject that I don't believe anybody, even I, quote unquote taking sides on.
Yeah.
But there are, you see people look for any opportunity to do that, to come out and show their anti-Semitism and really, really just champion it and everything. And to that, I thank them, actually. I want to know where they stand. I, growing up in the city of Chicago, I can remember people like skinheads and KKK members having parades. And people being very disgusted by this. And as a young man, I was thankful for it because these are the people that hide. I don't hide what I am. I don't know any ethnic person that does. And I'm sure there are some out there and everything by the law of averages, but I don't know anybody that does. They're the ones that hide. These people that are supposed to be so proud and so sure of themselves and what they're doing is so right, yet they hide behind hoods, they hide who they are, they don't, you know, unless they're a politician at least.
Sad but true.
Was that a shot? Was that a shot?
Was that a shot? Across the bow there a little bit? Yeah,
but when the subject is not going away anytime soon, and encourage people to not just listen to celebrities or even just talking heads on your news outlets. Do your own homework on this subject and be informed on it.
Absolutely.
And I was mentioning The Rock before here. The Rock and Oprah took about a lot of heat about the donations for the Maui wildfire relief. The Rock has responded to those people who called him out for asking for people to donate to the victims of Maui wildfires, and he was diplomatic about it. He said, quote, I understand money ain't falling out of the sky and it's not growing on trees, and there's a lot of people out there who's living paycheck to paycheck, and I get it, and I know what that's like. I've lived paycheck to paycheck. So, quote, when you're living paycheck to paycheck, it's you can be easily ticked off, you know, frustrated that. And the last thing you want to hear when you are living paycheck to paycheck is someone asking you for money, especially when the person asking you for money already has a lot of it. So I get it. I understand. I'd never launched a fund before, but I'm a quick study and lesson learned. It's one of the things that I do give him credit for.
Yeah.
He's very quick to fall on, to own things.
Take responsibility for his words.
And I think, I don't know if you could really be good at this necessarily, but I think when it comes to that, he's very good at it. Like, of not only owning his mistakes, but kind of like being like, hey, here I am. I was foolish on this subject and really owning it.
Yeah. Can I do a quick side trip on this one? Because I find it very disheartening that we have to turn to celebrities making pleas to send money to a disaster area when this should be handled by the government, the the group that's supposed to be protecting people, right. Making yeah. sure that they have, you know, can survive
clean water,
this
and, food, and shelter.
Home shelter. I think that's where the ball was dropped. Was mm-hmm. right there. And I think that is something we need to start focusing on more and more instead of, you know, celebrities raising money, which is fine, but that should be where the most of the funding is coming from.
Well, no. And why does the funding need to come from people living paycheck to paycheck? Why isn't it coming from people who have an abundance of money? They don't know what to do with their piles of money. I don't know. Maybe help disaster victims?
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
I feel this way on a local level when it comes to any time I see a police department or sheriff's department having to raise funds for a canine.
Yep.
Like, it just, it's not the same thing, but it reminds me of that, of like, they shouldn't have to be doing this.
It's very similar.
We should should be something in place to where they're not having to do this, and the money is covered. They got the canine. You need the canine. Here's the dog.
Exactly.
Like, they shouldn't have to be funding for it and everything. Like, there's a lot of that kind of stuff that goes on in our society that I don't know about. I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in head scratching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had to physically do that for Melissa.
For the word
Melissa wouldn't understood. I don't know what that was. I'm so sorry. I don't know what that was.
I don't know. I was gesticulating a lot during the kitchen segment. So, you know, sometimes we talk with our hands. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know the quickest way to shut me up? Tie my hands behind my back.
Why isn't James saying anything?
He can't talk
without his hands, man.
I actually had a girlfriend do that once, and it was funny. I actually did have a difficult time. I really did. It was ages ago, time ago, but I really did have a tough time.
And that's enough about hearing James being tied up. We're going to move on.
I caught it as soon as I said it. I was like, moving on. In a recent interview, Pink was asked to name her, quote, worst song. At first, she said True Love from 2013 because it was a mean song about her husband, Carrie Hart. But then the real answer hit her. Quote, oh, wait, I did put out that SpongeBob thing. Ooh. We've got scurvy.
Oh,
I wish I never did that. That was a real mistake.
And now we're going to play
it. And now we got to play a little of it. Yeah, because I've never heard this before. And she's one of the more talented artists.
She's an amazing singer.
She's great. So if she thinks she did something bad, we got to listen to this.
1, 2, 3, 4. Our gums are black, our teeth are falling out. We got spots on our back, so give it up and shout. We got scurvy, we need some vitamin C. We got scurvy, we need a lemon tree.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You know what? I don't hate it.
I don't know.
It's kind of funny. I like the really low budget music video that goes with it.
It's fantastic.
They made this in somebody's basement.
two real quick things. It's the lyrics. Like, our teeth are black. Whoa, wait, start
Spots
a song.
On our back?
Plus, she makes a great pirate.
She really does. She really does.
She's a good looking pirate.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she really does. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would own this. I hope she does. I have a hard time believing just the way she seems and everything that. She really dislikes it or anything.
Well, maybe she's trying to call attention to it again.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're listening to it.
It's true.
And I might have to go back and listen to the whole thing.
Oh, boy.
I really do have to. I think we do have to go back and listen to that. I think we're going to have to.
Thank you, Pink.
Mm-hmm. We are going to get to Melissa's news right now. We'll come back. And we are going to be talking about the advice, the top 20 pieces of advice we'd give our younger selves. That's coming up on The Morning Show.
Set up.
WFHR, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A crash in the early hours this morning has caused the closure of State Highway 73 on both north and southbound lanes. The shutdown is between County Highway A and State Highway 80 in the township of Wood. Traffic is being detoured around the closure for traffic heading westbound on County Highway A north, then County Highway C west, and Wisconsin 80 south. If you're heading east, the detour is the same in reverse. Three people were arrested in Nacoosa after a search warrant found illegal drugs. On Friday, October 6th, The Nacusa Police Department found the largest quantity of fentanyl ever seized in Nacusa, along with methamphetamine, psilocybin, and THC, less than a quarter mile from a school and the community center. Spencer K. Lewis, age 36, Stephanie C. Braxma, age 48, and Jesse J. Ewan, age 43, were taken into custody and have all been booked into the Wood County Jail. One person is under arrest after a vehicle was shot in a car chase that spanned two counties. Marathon County 911 dispatch received the call a little before 9 p.m. on Friday. The caller said their vehicle was hit by gunfire and they were also shot. They were able to pull over and received medical attention from first responders in Lincoln County. They were transported to a local hospital for treatment. Multiple additional calls came in regarding the shooting, and the suspect vehicle was identified by police. The Wausau Police Department attempted to deploy a tire deflation device, but the suspect vehicle avoided them and continued to run. A Lincoln County deputy disabled the suspect's vehicle with their patrol vehicle in the city of Wausau. The deputy suffered minor injuries from the crash. The suspect, 41-year-old Zachariah Green from Tony, Wisconsin, was arrested. Charges are being recommended of attempted homicide and first-degree recklessly endangering safety, among others, to the Marathon County DA's office. A section of Highway 51 was closed down on Friday for 3 hours to facilitate the investigation. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team, or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A frost advisory continues until 9 a.m. this morning. Daytime highs approaching 51 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, lows around 33. Highs level off around 51. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 36.
I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go. Walking with a dead man on my shoulder. I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go. Walking with a dead man over my shoulder.
Welcome back to the morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, James, in that holiday spirit, celebrating and getting ready for Halloween.
Yeah.
Coming up. We got to, you know, maybe that would involve the advice. If you could go back and give your younger self advice, would it be to avoid a certain Halloween costume? Would it be, don't wear that.
I think we've all had one of those costumes where we shouldn't have done it. Yeah, that may not be a bad thing.
Like a lot of things in life, hand-me-downs, you know, and some of those when I think of Halloween costumes.
You know? Oh, yeah.
So if you could call your younger self on the phone, what's the first piece of advice you'd give your younger self? 424-2600. You can actually do this. Call up on the phone right now to us.
We'll time travel it back to yourself when you're 14.
We'll get it back.
Seth
there.
Has that ability.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we'll I should use it more. You
should.
Know, really.
Mm-hmm.
Really should. Yeah, yeah. 39% of us have at least one big regret in life, according to the new survey. And half of those people said it has to do with a relationship, but that isn't the first thing we'd bring up. Here are the top 20 things we'd want to tell ourselves. And we'll just kind of burn through some of these because there are 20 of them.
Yeah.
But at number 20, be disciplined with your time. In other words, don't waste it.
It's easy to say.
You know, I'm a little getting a little tired of the, you know,
let's push back on that one a little bit.
Every second for something. I'm a little bit, first of all, no one does that.
No.
I mean,
neither should we.
All the time.
Yeah. Sometimes we just need to be.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm with you 100%, Melissa. Mark that, someone.
Yeah.
Because
take note.
I understand using your time wisely, but still, sometimes.
Sometimes that wisely used time is self-care of doing nothing.
Very good.
Some of the greatest ideas come to you when you're not trying.
Yeah, you're 100%
when
right,
when
man.
You're just sitting there in the shower, just, while, you know, did I already shampoo my hair? Whoa. And you have this
it happens to me when I'm knitting and watching Time Team.
Nice.
I know that's not doing nothing, but it's practically doing nothing.
Practically doing nothing.
I include, zoning out on shows as part of nothing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that kind of thing can be fun, whatever the release is for you. Take more photos. Didn't cell phones kind of solve that one, though? I mean,
yeah, I guess at the earliest part of our lives, we didn't have that. Mm-hmm. You know, we still had the disposable Insta cameras.
Right.
You know,
you had to go to the Photoshop and get them printed
developed
out,
developed, and all that stuff. And I know I didn't.
And then you took horrible.
Well, they sucked,
half of them were horrible.
They
like,
were terrible.
What is this even supposed to be?
Yes, yes.
36 pictures of my thumb. Yes, thank you.
Always be there for your friends at number 18.
That's good advice.
Have friends. That would have been
helpful
to me.
That's another good advice.
Yeah.
How do you tell your 14-year-old self how to do that?
Yeah, that's...
Because then, can you tell me how to do that?
I was just going to say.
At 41?
at 46, I still have no idea how to
make
human relationships and friendships and everything. I still have no idea.
We're a sorry bunch. Wow.
I would call up my younger self and ask for advice. I think I was better at it when I was younger.
What did I do? What did I do that was right?
When it comes to dating, don't be afraid of rejection. So just be yourself.
Yeah.
That's when I definitely would give my
If you don't ask the question, the answer is always no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. Yeah. Take more risks. I'm good. I took enough risks.
Depends on what kind of
risks
you're
talking
about.
Yeah. 100%. Constructive risks? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Other risks?
Maybe not so much.
I've still got some excitement and some things that I have
risks
in my life
with
and everything.
Firecrackers? No.
At the same time, I tend to be a bit boring nowadays. I really do. Like, I think my version of boring is not what a lot of people consider boring,
it's not a bad thing, though.
When your brother dares you to pick up that snake, don't take that risk.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Nick. Thanks. celebrate the little wins in life, not just the big ones. This should be way at the top. This should be in the top three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We talk about this from time to time, and whenever we have an opportunity, I like to mention it. Take the wins. It doesn't have to be the Super Bowl. Sometimes it's having nothing but green lights on your way to work
or
something
the fact
like
that you got out of bed that day.
Yeah. That's a win. That literally is a win. That really is. Spend more time with your parents while you still can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, of course, anyone in your family that's older, because you never know, and they're going to be gone.
Yeah. Look after your mental health.
Mm. Ooh. That's a big one.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
And for everyone now as well. Mm-hmm. That's a constant struggle for everyone.
Number 12, relax and enjoy the ride. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did this with a couple of things in life, and I'm still working at trying to be better at them. But I'm currently, like as we speak, trying to do that with this job. I thought about this with acting a long time ago and realized that I had been approaching it too serious and not having enough fun and all that. Didn't realize I was doing it with radio too. Didn't realize it.
It's your default, dude. I mean, it's you got to work. You know, it's one of those
habits
things.
Are hard to break.
Mm. Yeah, they are.
Number 11, don't settle. That applies to work, relationships, and everything else.
That one.
That's a tough one.
That one is really predicated on a lot of things that you don't necessarily have control over. Mm-hmm. So that one,
because maybe. It's your expectations too.
Yeah.
What is settling? Is it is it okay? I'm not making $500,000 a year. So you know what? See you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not settling for this.
Same thing with relationships.
Yeah, my boyfriend's not perfect.
Yeah. Everything about you is fantastic, but there's that one tiny thing I don't like, so we're out.
See ya.
You
know, yeah. Yikes.
Yeah, that stuff. At the same time, the opposite isn't okay either. You know,
right.
They got this, and this that are red flags, or that was wrong. But I really like their smile.
You know, yeah, right. That's a good. I mean, good point. It's mm-hmm. middle ground there somewhere. Yeah.
I think it's very difficult for individuals to understand where is that line too. Where am I settling, and where am I just being understanding that not everything's perfect in life?
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
understanding that balance. Number 10, invest in property as soon as possible. Gen Zers love getting that advice, just buy a house, kids. No big deal, but yeah, right.
No, I hate that one. I do not like that one at all.
What was the – I just read a statistic about that and that the American dream of, you know, a house and 1.5 kids and a picket fence, it's unattainable to most of us.
For a vast majority of people right now.
It's unattainable.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the areas where you consider it to be the heartland of America, quote unquote, and all those things, where in those areas, those families are struggling the most and cannot do that kind of thing.
No.
We could see a hit in the population at some point. And that's, we're talking 30, 40 years down the line.
Yeah.
But there are experts talking about that with what we're in right now.
Yeah, because people are choosing not to have kids because they can't afford them.
Yeah.
Can't afford childcare.
Simple as that.
And there's no childcare available. So we're losing people out of the workforce. We're losing a population. I mean, it's going to have long-lasting impacts if we don't do something about it.
Mm-hmm. And I will keep mentioning this until they kick me off the air or they get something done. They need to get something done. Our politicians need to get something done when it comes to childcare.
We hired them to do a job.
They will be replaced. We will replace them if you do not get your job done, just like any other job in America and in the world. If you ain't getting it done, you're out.
Yeah.
Anybody, we can get anybody to do your job. We can get anybody to do this. Look, they say that they can put 100 monkeys in a room with typewriters and make Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. You telling me we can't make bills? We can't make laws with the same, like, and monkeys, I don't have to worry about them having money in their pocket.
That's right.
Although, if
they're
somebody were to
give
them bananas
and cigars, as far as I know.
Yeah. get in the habit of eating healthy. Your metabolism will slow down someday.
Yes,
it's actually not a bad one.
Yeah. No, that's a good one.
Yeah, early habits.
Or enjoy that food while you can.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Eat it now while your metabolism works.
Yep.
Save 10% of your paycheck. The earlier you start, the better.
Yeah.
Again.
Plan for retirement.
Yeah, because you're never going to retire.
Right.
So.
It's a pipe dream.
Yeah.
Learn to love work.
What?
I said, no, that's just
okay. Me. You just made that.
I'm just throwing it.
Well, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Tell my 14-year-old self that.
What?
Learn from your mistakes so you don't repeat them.
That goes without saying. Any age.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Any age can learn that one. Yeah.
And it's important to know that at any age, you could be learning a lesson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is no age you get to and you know everything.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
The older I get, the less I know.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said
I am smarter to know I'm dumb sometimes.
Yep.
That's
not a bad way of looking at it.
No, it makes life exciting. Don't waste time on negative people. They're not worth it. Stay positive.
Yeah.
I agree 100%, but I will say, as somebody who was a negative person back then, as a 14-year-old and all those things, I might have gotten to this point in my life a lot sooner if I had been more open to people and people had given me more of a chance. It was a two-way street. I'm not at all putting the blame on others because I didn't do a great job myself, but it also could have used a hand.
Yeah.
And I think that we oftentimes, when it comes to sad, depressive, angry, kind of those kind of feelings, and people that tend to embody those feelings, it is very quick for us as a society to judge them and to push them and to shun them.
Yep.
Some people want that are acting like that. You know, it's hard to tell. Again, understanding this line where it goes.
I'm a contrarian on this one because I think cynical people are hilarious. They make me laugh.
Look after your physical health. Don't wait until you're already old and sore.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm
old and sore now, so I guess that wouldn't be a bad thing.
I did do those things, and it still did. You know,
I'm still old and sore.
Broken and everything. Yeah. Don't let opportunities pass you by. In other words, seize the day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty general stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Try not to.
It's hard to do that when you're 14, though. You know, like that's not up to you.
Not really.
No.
Even in the early 20s and stuff, it's a lot harder. Yeah.
I had an opportunity to follow a theater company. Mm. And I think I was like a junior or something in high school. And I thought for sure my mom and dad, they almost always said yes. Why would they know how much acting means to me. They know what this could do for my career. There's no way that, nope. Nope, you're graduating high school. Like, what are you talking about? This is I got to seize the day here. This is my moment. This is an opportunity here.
You need a high school diploma.
Yep. Yes. Thank God my mom and dad are smarter than I am. Yes. Yeah. Because actor Jimmy would be off doing that right now without a high school degree. Dang sure ain't getting this job right here.
No.
And probably not a world famous actor. Probably not. And try not to care what other people think. Again, not as easy when you're young.
Yes.
But that's probably one I would tell myself.
I would too. I don't know how good it would be.
Well, yeah.
But I would still say
I had somebody in my, I would say I was in my late 20s, might have been my early 30s, tell me it's none of your business what somebody else thinks about you. Mm. It's none of your business.
Mm. Ooh, that's an interesting way of looking
at it. Yeah, it really kind of opened my eyes to it. It's
yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm offended, but okay.
I like that, though. I get it.
Not bad. It's not bad advice.
That's a tough one. It really is.
It is.
But it is something that the more you can do. It's interesting because try not to care what other people think, but care about others.
Yeah.
it's, again, one of those lines that you have to walk, but it can be done. You can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And be more confident. Good advice in general, just easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where, for me, I fell into these last two things. In trying to not worry about what other people think and trying to gain some confidence in myself. I move out here and I stand out like a sore thumb. And I realize early on, no matter how hard I try, I'm not going to really fit in. So I'm going to go the opposite direction. And I'm going to be so me and so, ostracizing and all these things that I basically had like 3-4 people that I knew tons of people in different groups, but I didn't really have close friends because I was trying to build my own confidence up by building it off of other people's negativity or something, or I don't really know what young me was thinking.
Right.
But long story short, I ostracized myself from a lot of people and made it hard for people to, give me a chance. As much as other people gave me a hard time, I think it was 50-50. I had plenty of people that were never going to give me a shot and made sure that I knew it right away. I also had a lot of times in life where I could have been a lot better, could have been a little bit more, less rebel Jimmy or whatever.
Open to possibilities.
And just didn't give people a chance.
Hmm.
Yeah. That might have reached out to you. Yeah. Yeah. And that's, boy, if that isn't the most, because we all do it at different speeds too, some people are extremely confident as soon as they reach a certain age.
And it has a lot to do with your environment growing up
and
how your parents help instill that in you.
Mm-hmm.
It plays a huge role. And the relationships that you build at that age with adults.
Yep. And your peers, for that matter.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about what restaurants are thinking of doing in our That Ain't Right stories. We've got some local good stories of the day we want to touch on, including one a listener sent to us. Looking forward to that. All that coming up for you. But real quick, want to send out a big shout out. Happy birthday to Lynn Provost.
Happy birthday, Lynn.
Lynn, enjoy your day. Lynn got the name to us a little late, but that's all right. We're going to throw it into the running for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Very cool.
Encourage you to get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you.
Yep.
Taking a quick break and coming back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 51. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. 33 tonight, cloudy skies. Overcast skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 51. Temperatures below average Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-50s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a great one. Thanks so much for hanging out with us all morning, everybody. We're going to wrap up the show with this segment, and we got some good stuff coming up for you. But first, we got to get to the That Ain't Right, and boy, this is a doozy.
Oh, boy.
If you have too much to drink, get sick in the bathroom of a place, you're going to have to deal with embarrassment, a hangover, and potentially a cleaning fee.
Oh.
Reports out of San Francisco say multiple restaurants have posted signs warning of cleaning fees if you get sick inside and make a mess. They are targeting drunks. They are targeting drunks, especially day drinkers who take advantage of booze specials like bottomless mimosas. Some of those people are drinking too much too fast and their bodies can't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
It's become a bigger issue post-pandemic, and the most common offenders are young people in their early to mid-20s. A lot of restaurants have issues staffing and no one is interested in cleaning up vomit.
No.
Two of the signs say the cleaning fee will be $50. One says they will automatically add it to your tab if you throw up in any public areas.
Whew.
Wow.
Good on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, my That Ain't Right part of this is the day drink, the people that are doing this.
Doing that, right. Yeah.
It is 100%. Not the restaurants.
No.
It is not them. It is not the
work. If you can't hold your liquor, you're going to pay for it.
Yes. It's disgusting. I mean, it's like no one wants to have to deal with that.
No.
And you're not taking any responsibility for your own whatever, you know.
Yeah.
It's, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I looked this up and it turns out you can drink at home. You can drink at home.
And you can make a mess in your own house.
You can do that. I wasn't sure.
And if you want to pay somebody to clean it up, you could do that too.
Yeah, but again, true. You have to pay for it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Or do it yourself.
Or do it yourself.
I'm also glad this wasn't around when I was in my 20s. I was broke back then. That would not have gone well. I don't have any bad incidents like that when it comes to this, but I do remember seeing some horror stories. And
I've witnessed some. Yes,
and feel so much for the people that have to clean these things up and everything. And again, this all has a trickle down effect. You want people in these industries, but we haven't been able to keep people in these industries because they're not getting paid very well. Things like this might help keeping them in the industry. I maybe not only am I not making a living wage, but I also got to do this.
Yeah.
Getting them out. I'll go start an Etsy shop or something. Whereas if you want to keep them in that industry, maybe having some of these kind of things might help.
Mm-hmm.
Say you're not going to get, because people aren't going to stop, maybe eventually one day, but people aren't going to stop throwing up in restaurants and things. So that's 50 more bucks. Maybe that 50 bucks in a perfect world goes to the employees.
That has to clean it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
I don't know that it will, but in theory and yeah. we hope that it might.
Well, there should be a level of expectation of public decency.
I'm 100% with
you. So yeah. maybe not to the yeah. level of you know, vomit in a bathroom, but even when you take your two small children to a restaurant and you have a meal, if you allow them to absolutely destroy the table and there is a ridiculous amount of food on the floor, like to me personally as a server, I look at that and go, this is excessive. And then they leave you a $1 tip.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, that, no, yeah. not,
that's yeah. not cool. That's no, not, that's not cool, cool at all. No. Cool.
No. I don't think that should be just socially acceptable.
Agreed.
Ooh, we need rules for this now. Let's come up with something.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
We don't have finishing class anymore, Seth, so those things are out the window.
Time for some good stories of the day. I want to get to one of them right away. It came to us from a listener, Melissa.
Actually, I've got two of them I want to throw out here because we have two local graduates. One, Joseph Moyer from Assumption High School. He's a 2023 graduate. He just attained his title as U.S. Marine. This was, I want to say, last week. Yes, yep. On October 4th. He attained that. And then a Nakusa graduate, Journey Falkowski, was promoted to the next pay grade in the Navy aboard the USS Iwo Jima.
Mm. Oh, nice. Very cool. Nice. Very
two
nice.
Locals moving up in our U.S. military, and we appreciate their service. Thank mm-hmm. you so much. And mm-hmm. we celebrate you and for your families.
Semper Fi. Mm-hmm. Thank you, both of them. And thank you to the people that got us that article.
Yes, we love getting stories like that.
Keep those kind of things coming to us, everybody. Mm-hmm. That is exactly what we're talking about. That is exactly why we're on the air.
Yes.
Is to cover things like that and to talk about mm-hmm. things like that. And to support our local arts and our local groups and organizations mm-hmm. out there. And WRCT had their kickoff of their 23-24 season with Blythe Spirit. Melissa, you got to take in that show.
Yeah, I got to see it on Friday night. And their opening show was great. We had a great audience. The actors did great. Of course, it was opening night, so you know there's a few little things here and there, but mm-hmm. that's what live theater is, and that's the joy of live theater. Mm-hmm. It's a phenomenal show. You will laugh. You will gasp. You will. it's great. Yeah, there were gasping. A couple of moments that were just very surprising.
You know what I heard? I heard that the beer and alcohol service was top notch.
I ran like a champ. I was running from the counter to the fridge.
Yes.
Over and over.
It's a show without the show, I guess, because it's out in the lobby.
Appreciate all the people like yourself, Melissa, that volunteered and helped out and helped them get that production.
And Beth, who does the organization of the hospitality. Yes. Well done.
Yeah.
And we can mention her, I guess.
Yes. Shout out to Beth. And shout out to this cast and crew and the directors and everybody.
Yeah. Congratulations to Linda and to Gretchen Powers for her opening season as new executive director.
Yeah,
they'll be back at it coming up this week. They're coming back the 12th, 13th, and 14th. Showtime's at 7 o'clock on October 14th. They got a 2 o'clock matinee as well.
Mm-hmm.
Get your tickets right now at wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org. As long as you're there as well, keep in mind audition dates are coming up for A Candle in the Window.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be October 16th and 17th at 6:30 at the WRCT Auditorium.
Yes.
It is a Monday. That means it is a Muppet Monday, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
What, James? Yes, a Muppet Monday?
A Muppet Monday.
What is this you speak of?
I speak of what, the Muppet? get on over to wherever you get your podcasts and everybody and check out this fantastic podcast that is a fun, positive, and just silly moment of time.
It's great.
It's about a half an hour of your day that you're just, if you just need a palate cleanse, you just want to have some fun. My daughter Bria does an amazing job with this show. I encourage you to check this one out, especially today's. Today's a real fun one. He's very special. Muppet shows up in this one today.
Ooh.
And I have to give Bria credit not only with the production and the social media that she does on this one, but she's paying more attention than I am. I forgot I said this, and it was actually a decent line by me, but during this episode in particular, at one point we're talking and I said, the Muppets make it okay to be human.
Hmm.
Wow.
And there's something in there along the lines of that that I really enjoy. Yeah. I really like that.
That's cool.
Again, big thank you to everybody that's been playing along and been listening and having some fun with this. Check out What the Muppet wherever you get your podcasts, or you can also go to YouTube, type it into your search bar, and subscribe to the page.
Yes, indeed.
We have something else I wanted to mention too, Seth.
Oh, real quick, that tomorrow is the next Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 day at Culver's.
Yeah.
Starting at 4, going till about 8 o'clock. All of their 10% of all proceeds will be going to the VFW Post. They've done this a couple times already. This is going to wrap up their season for that. But go in, say hi. There'll be veterans there to help out. And it's Culver's. I mean, it's delicious food.
Good food.
Plus, you're helping our vets. It's win, win, win.
I think
win.
Have the Kurter Burger right now.
I see the Kurter Burger. I saw that was back. Yes.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Go ahead and get some Culver's in your life, make some eye contacts, and thank our vets.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and support our local VFW.
Yep.
Join us a little bit later today from 3 to 4 for Playmakers. Randy Paul and I will be in covering some local sports and, of course, world sports. So getting into the above. Looking forward to that. Join us for Playmakers every Monday from 3 to 4, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. And join Melissa and I tomorrow on the morning show. Dawn DeCarcy's Recreation Supervisor, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec, is going to join us.
Oh, cool.
We'll talk about some fall activities, the dog park ribbon cutting.
Oh, that's coming up.
That's going to be
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Great show, you two. Thanks so